Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Chop Sports Daily here on a Monday, a Victory Monday. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Victory Monday one more time for Gooch and Sturch. And I don't know why I did Gooch and Sturch and not Sturch and Gooch, but it is what it is. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Welcome myself back to the studio. I'll do a little Cam Newton action here. I'm back. That was so annoying, by the way. The most cringeworthy stuff. Like, what is he back from? Unemployed?
He did nothing.
I guess he's back in Carolina. I'll give him that.
He was in Arizona.
he's back with the
yes,
Panthers.
I know. I'm full aware of.
What did he throw for 5 yards?
Yeah, he didn't do much. Anyway, welcome back, guys. How was your weekends? It's Sturch, it's Gooch. And of course, in studio on a Monday is Jimmy James Palumbo in the house. What up? I know you're feeling yourself a little bit.
Scarlet McKnights are not dead from a bone.
You guys got it from here?
Yeah, we got it from here, man. We're going to talk a little Rutgers.
We can talk Rutgers for 5 minutes. We're still alive for a bowl. I know this is going to be a big day because the Packers and the Cowboys won. So you guys are like giddy.
Yes, but what is the rule now for bowl? If you finish 500 or better, you get a bowl game? 6 wins.
Yeah, so you got to finish 500 to go to a bad bowl.
College football, ladies and gentlemen. College football in a nutshell. Yes. Finish 500 and we'll reward you by letting you play at Yankee Stadium in January.
You're eligible for a bowl, that's all. Now, sometimes you can get squeezed out if there's too many teams.
Okay, so right now, according to Jimmy Palumbo's Facebook last night, which I read, if you win one more, you're going to get a bowl.
Yeah, because Rutgers plays in the Northeast where there's human beings.
Ah.
Where schools like Iowa, Nebraska, all 11 people that are watching.
Okay.
So when Rutgers in Maryland, if they finish well, they want them in because of eyeballs. That's what it is.
Okay, so ratings is what we're doing.
Well, no, it's just that it's a New York market, but also you're playing the Big Ten, you go 500, you're going to be in a bowl.
So are you
now?
You
know those bad bowl games.
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, it's like, hey, it's the Capital One credit card, you know, Papa John's bowl, and you're like, oh, great.
We have the best shot of going to the one at Yankee Stadium.
I think we should all go to that. Like, well, I mean, you'll definitely go.
I actually hate that bowl because it's like it's the most uncollege atmosphere.
Like, Yankee Stadium's a shit place to go watch any game. I hate to admit that, but Yankee Stadium, Yankee Stadium.
You don't like Yankee Stadium?
No, it's terrible.
No, it's really not. What are you talking about?
It's like you like that stadium?
The new stadium's great. Fine.
I don't like it.
Oh, please. You don't know what you're talking about. The new Yankee Stadium's fine. The problem is for football, there is no good seat in the house for football. Okay. Actually, you have to sit upper deck right field. Is the 50-yard line.
Upper deck, mid right field. Okay. All right. Well, listen, if the Rutgers...
It's also cold. You're sitting out in a parking lot. It's awful. But you know what? When you go,
it's football. You don't have to do that for baseball.
No, but you're in the Bronx on the parking deck. It's not bad.
It can't be as fun.
It doesn't work. College football is not Bronx. I'm sorry. I'll go on record saying
I'm with it. No,
but
listen,
when you stink for 10 years, like, you know, most of the NFL teams do, you go 6-6.
There he goes.
You have to go where the little minimum where the Big Ten tells you to go.
Nice. Well, listen, it was a good weekend for Rutgers as a whole. Like work.
That's where I was going. I was trying to actually look up the article that while you guys took over the show for the last 5 minutes talking Rutgers, but the real Rutgers story here is the Paz story. Maybe he's 4-0 now. I don't know if he wrestled twice, but I know that I saw the picture on social media with his hand raised. So. He won.
Well, he continues to dominate. Rutgers wrestling as a whole is
very good.
Studs.
Of course,
they're all studs.
The basketball team played Linden and Carteret, and they
where
won.
You'll be performing and, right down the street.
Where they'll be performing on November 27th at 7:30 with Mike Marino. But the basketball team is 2-0, but literally beat Quinnipiac and Lehigh, and they both.
But they're barely
2-0.
Like I was going to say, they barely escaped by.
One of them was in overtime. The other one, they were only up by 3 with 5 minutes ago.
Scoop Espo, our resident hoop guy now, chimes in. Rutgers college basketball 2-0, barely. So yes, it was a struggle for the Rutgers Scarlet Knight basketball team. But listen, it's a good story. It's New Jersey. It's good for all parties involved,
yes,
including Chop Sports.
2-0.
So I'm excited about that.
And Rutgers plays Penn State this weekend, and that will. I would love to them to win. Of course, I won't be there. Where will I be? I will be performing in the Nutcracker.
I got those pictures, and you sent me the pictures in the Nutcracker, and I was like, "That's cool." The Cowboys won 43-3. I was like, "What a game!" What?
Nutcracker pictures. Are we going to elaborate a little bit more? Is Jimmy actually in a leotard?
No.
He's in a nice little, a
velvet blazer.
What is that, velvet?
So you're you're the actual Nutcracker.
He is the cracker of nuts.
Yeah. Yes. Thing like this.
You're a ball breaker, Nutcracker.
Wow. It all just makes sense.
It's all about my daughter and the King Center group there. I just have to do my dad duties and But I will not be at the Penn State Rutgers game. And but I got to admit, I want them to win. I'd love them to be Penn State, but
wait, that game's in Penn State?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that spread's going to be.
I think, I don't know, don't get me wrong. I think Penn State's not that good, but their defense is good, and our offense isn't. So, I don't, you know, you break down like
a couple trick plays matchup. There over matchups. The weekend, Jimmy. They're going to the bag of tricks.
It's a matchup of they're really good at one thing, and we're not so good at one thing, and it clashes. I think we're going to get shut out.
Okay,
but I'd love to see him win because then that'll set up
the big Maryland the game big game is the Maryland game win and in scenario win possibly
and it could be that Maryland
that game's home
that's essentially a playoff
when is
game.
That game
well it, the Big Ten will love it because if Maryland loses this week and we lose they'll both be 5-6 and winner go and I think
Maryland's not touching Michigan. They're playing Michigan, right, aren't they?
Like that. You know, listen, yes.
Okay.
And probably. Not
and no disrespect to our Maryland CHOP athletes. They're doing their thing, but Michigan is supreme, and you know they're having a great season.
You know what people don't do in college football, and it's different in the NFL because NFL is a week to week league. College football, though, you can be 5-1 and say you're in the SEC or ACC or Big Ten, and you're like, oh, because I think Maryland.
But then as soon as you get into your conference, you have to play the tough.
Well, not
teams.
Even that. It depends on who you play in the conference. In other words, if you play Rutgers, Northwestern, and I'd say Indiana in the beginning of the season, and next thing you know, you're 6-1, you're looking really good, and then you go, oh, but they didn't play Penn State, Michigan State, Michigan. Like, so Maryland ran into that. They had four games.
They ran into the buzzsaw in November.
I will say Rutgers five losses. One of them was bad. Northwestern, they stink. They're worse than us. But they kicked the hell out of us. And the other four are still all against top 20 teams. I don't think that's ever happened in the history of Rutgers before, where four of five of our losses were against top 20. Mm. So until those teams, that's why it all evens out at the end. So
yeah,
but there's all bowl tie-ins, which is. You know, that's why the old days, you win the Big Ten, you go right to the Rose Bowl. But if you're playing in the playoff, then you don't go to the Rose Bowl and the second place team does.
All right. So are we going to go to the game?
Which one?
The Maryland game?
When is that fall?
On the same day as November 27th.
Oh, then probably not.
But it might be a noon game.
If it's a noon game, that's going to be a long day.
I'm hoping
day.
If it's so a noon game.
If we do go, there'll be like 44 fans there. If we don't go, there'll be 41.
Yes. Basically,
I will
representation. Jimmy, while you're at it, move over to your left a little bit. There you go.
I get shifty here.
I know you get shifty as you talk. But anyway, so Rutgers, big weekend. Congratulations to those guys. They're on their way. But now let's bring back to the greatest organization known to man, and that is the NFL. Okay, the NFL. Obviously, listen. What are you doing over there?
I fucked my wrist up.
Doing what? You know what? Don't even answer that. Don't even answer that.
I was raking leaves.
Okay.
It was the blower.
I got a guy for that.
I'm a grown man. I rake my own leaves.
That's great. So I'm not a grown man.
That's great.
I got a 13-day-old at the house. I can't go raking leaves. Sorry.
Last week your fish died.
Now your wrist hurts.
Yeah, I mean now it's just and
you complain that we ignore you in the beginning of the show.
Look, did I actually complain about my fish dying? No. Dave said the fish are going to be okay, and it spawned me to say, oh shit, my fish died. And then just now I'm off camera.
You were doing
off camera. Is anybody doing these movements?
And
I'm just stretching out my wrist. Right? I didn't bring it up. So he's saying that I'm complaining about my wrist. I'm not. You guys asked. I just answered.
I was also
doing this, talking about Rutgers to Jimmy. I was like, oh, fuck out of here. That's what that was. And then I was like, oh, my wrist also hurts.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, you re-aggravated it by telling everybody to go scratch.
So if you were on the Mets, you'd be out for like 3 years.
Yeah, you'd be like a Cespedes type injury where he's just goodbye.
You don't see him anymore.
All right. So let's get into brass tacks. The NFL week 10 comes and goes. We got one more game to play tonight. We'll start it off, obviously, with the barn burner that was the Packers beating the Seahawks, shutting out Russell Wilson for the first time in his NFL career, which to me, that's mind-numbing. I was like, you're telling me you never got shut out once? Like, not once. Of all the years that Russell Wilson's been around, he's never been shut out. And here they are. The Packers defense stiffened up, literally, and that was it. Like, the rest is history. Aaron Rodgers gets back on the field. You could say it better than me, but he didn't look sharp yet, like right off the rip. Like, it took him a little while. And then finally, once he starts getting going. But I think the bigger story here is, you know, yes, they're 8-2. Yes, by tiebreaker rules, they're officially the one seed in the NFC right now.
but you lost your starting running back for at least a month, is what they're saying, with a sprained MCL. Aaron Jones goes down.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm not sitting here and saying I'm okay with it. Obviously, Aaron Jones is a big part of what
we did just say that.
Like, I'm okay with it because of, you know why, right?
Well, because of the monster AJ that is.
AJ Dillon is more than capable. Honestly, yeah. For a big guy, he catches the ball out of the backfield well. But to touch on your point about the Aaron Rodgers thing, he looked really good to me. Look, 300 yards passing. He had 180 yards in the first half.
Come on, bro.
He
did not look. First of all, he's at a different standard. You can't, like, if Daniel Jones had a game like that, I would say he's
see,
the
then
MVP.
That's my point. What are we talking about here?
He right? didn't have it. Don't
they,
act
they
like
had,
he
they had two drives stalled out in the first half with penalties, a holding that was a first down, would have put him up right in field goal range. And then, look, he did throw a bad pick yesterday, but other than that.
He was 23 for 37 with a pick for 292 yards. That is like, that's Daniel Jones territory right there.
And he rushed for a bunch of first downs. I guess that's also Daniel Jones' territory.
Now
but
running.
You know what else he did? He won the game. That's not Daniel Jones' territory.
I didn't say that, but don't act like that's don't true. Sit here and act like Rodgers is back. That's
look,
why we
look,
dominated.
I'm looking. I understand. I understand what happens.
Second shitty game of the year.
I understand what happens when someone is so good that you have to cling to any possibility to bring him down. But look, Rodgers threw for 300 yards. Right, he won the game. Right, he didn't practice for 12 days, 13 days. Got cleared yesterday. I'm very happy with what I saw out of the quarterback.
Well, you won the game. Seattle stinks. They're one of my stink teams.
That's fine. You know who doesn't stink? Green Bay.
Is that a death blow to Seattle in the NFC West?
They stink.
3-6.
No, and I tell you why. Because I look at the NFC West. Yes, absolutely. It's been a death blow to Seattle in the NFC West.
Like
Russell Wilson got hurt. Right, that was their division death blow. But if you look at the 6th and 7th spot in the NFC playoffs. Completely wide open. We'll talk about that later in the week when we have time to. But trust me, Seattle is not dead. Russell Wilson is back. Only reason why they're not dead is because
Jimmy, you keep moving over, man.
Who makes like them a lot? Like who kills
the
Seattle?
Shift over here.
There's no team. Minnesota, the Saints.
I'm just asking. At 3-6, it's kind of it's.
But I ask you
morbid
now because I know that you both were. I wouldn't say you were talking shit about the defense, but if you were looking at one aspect of what the Packers were doing, you'd be like, in the beginning, you'd be like, their defense is a little shaky. Since the conversation we had after the Washington game with Jimmy, Packers defense
still
shaky
game against the Redskins.
Listen, in the NFL, if you
Packers
shut somebody
good,
out, I mean, dude, it doesn't happen a lot. It doesn't happen a lot.
So Packers are good, but Aaron Rodgers didn't have a great game. That's all I'm saying.
Jimmy wants to okay stand by that story. And He didn't have an Aaron Rodgers game.
That's fine. Well, when Aaron Rodgers, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't have a great game and we could win 17-0, I'm good with that. All
right, when
day.
You play a shitty team, that's
because
what
guess what happens?
You play good.
There's
you
nothing but Cowboys, shitty teams.
You play the Cowboys or even who I think is a very good team now. That team up in Boston and stuff.
Yeah, we'll
very
talk about
quietly
them.
Quietly creep around.
We'll talk anyway. About them, but we will talk about Packers the fact that the Packers are now 8-2, and like I said, number one seed. Speaking of a team that's number one seed caliber, okay? The Dallas Cowboys also won a game yesterday, and they won it in convincing fashion. 43-3. I was hard-pressed to think, like, I don't think in my lifetime that I've ever seen a 40-point win, ever. Like, that's never happened in my lifetime.
Like, as a what?
As a fan. As a fan of the Cowboys, I've never seen the Cowboys win by 40 or more. I thought last night, I talked to Keith Ernst on the Jersey Boys podcast after the game, and I said to myself, is this the biggest margin of victory they've ever had in their franchise history? And it's not. They beat the Seahawks 51-7 in 1980, pre-Sturch. So I didn't see it. Anyway, the Cowboys came out, showed out. They looked like world beaters once again. They beat a bad defense. The Falcons defense, again, they've showed up here and there. They are a very Jekyll and Hyde team, just like the Saints. They're now 4-5. They're under 500. These are the teams that you should be beating like this. This is the team that you should be beating. Dak Prescott responded, answered the call. The defense, without Randy Gregory, without DeMarcus Lawrence, they did their thing, folks. They absolutely played great. Matt Ryan looked, again, older.
If they were as good as the Packers defense, they would have held them to 0 points.
You know what's funny? Looking at the stats
here. Yeah, but
imagine
scoring 43. Let's try that one off for
a
second.
It's funny, when you look at the stats, though, it's funny, I was watching a little bit of that game.
Prescott played out of his mind. Both ways. He ran one in. He ran one in, trucked over a linebacker.
Oh, we got AJ asking.
What?
Did we get to the debate yet?
Oh, we'll get into that.
We'll get into that. Yeah, I actually think it'll be good to have Jimmy here to moderate this debate.
And it's good because we're just talking about the Cowboys and the Packers before, and we'll continue and put a bow on this game because, again, Cowboys showed out, Michael Gallup back, everybody played well, the Cowboys responded, now they're 7-2, and they're in the third seed because Tampa Bay stinks.
Before we leave this game,
And Atlanta stinks.
Looking at a team like Atlanta, the reason why the Seahawks are not dead is because Atlanta is one of the teams above them. Carolina is one of the teams above them. The Saints, the Vikings.
So Seattle is
one game behind these teams.
Seven or bust.
Yeah, they're
exactly. Like seven-seater bust, and that's fine.
Wait a minute. Now, see, Seattle's 3-6, and they stink.
What's your point? Do you not understand that there's seven spots in the NFC playoffs? The top five teams.
So the Giants easily make the playoffs then, right?
Well, the Giants are in the conversation if they win another game. They are.
What are the Giants got? Three wins?
Three and six.
The Giants have just as good. They have a better chance of Seattle because they play the Eagles twice. They play the Redskins.
The reason why they don't is because they don't have Russell Wilson and they don't have Pete Carroll. And that's my. I'll die on that mountain.
That's please.
No, that makes sense.
Seattle is well. They're well on their way from not making the playoffs. They're not heading up.
They played like shit yesterday. The question wasn't, is Seattle going to make the playoffs? The question is Seattle dead? Is Seattle dead? No, they're not dead. They're not dead in the water just yet.
They lost 17-0 to the Packers on a day where Rodgers didn't have his best game.
Jimmy.
Stop. They stink, bro.
Bro, I don't think you understand what I'm trying to get at. Like, I'm not saying that they're good. I'm saying they stink.
But wait a minute, so the Eagles are like, Eagles
have a legitimate chance at the
Giants
postseason.
Giants are on their way. Redskins are not dead. Carolina, they'll be like a 3 seed. Atlanta's still alive.
Those teams that you named, two of them are making the playoffs.
But they all have more wins. The question was, is Seattle dead? It should be like, of course, they can run the table.
But they're not going to. Oh, my God. When the Seattle Seahawks make the postseason this year.
People are chiming in over here.
I'll bet you Seattle doesn't make the playoffs.
Do you understand that I'm not a dumbass, right? Like I'm No. I'm not saying Seattle's going
I'll
to make
one
the playoffs.
Step further.
My point is this.
Are
you
going
to give me fucking odds? Because I'll just bet Seattle to make the playoffs.
We'll make
get
it easier.
Where
are
you going to bet,
Giants,
by the way?
Bet MGM, of course.
The Giants will have more wins than Seattle. How about that?
I'll take that bet. And he gets off camera to make the shake.
Betting.
That's it. But why not?
What are we betting?
I tell you what you're betting. Every single profit of Jimmy Palumbo t-shirts going forward for the rest of the year.
I'm telling you right now.
Done. We'll give them all or we'll give them none.
Seattle stinks.
All right. Anyway, before we get on to the next game, which
glad
is
good, we just beat Seattle because I get to root for him now.
Yeah, now you can beat him. Or now you can root for him. So there is a debate that we sparked on Twitter this morning. And listen, my Cowboys Twitter is on fire lately. Okay, everything I say, people follow, and the people appreciate, and they, you know, I try not to be too outlandish with my take.
Except for this one.
This is not an outlandish take. Okay, but you know what, though? You're sitting here with a guy next to you.
Just beefed hard, so now he's going to jump right onto my side of this argument. 100%.
Here's the question. I said the Dallas Cowboys have the best lineage of quarterbacks in NFL history. Lineage. Franchise quarterbacks.
From day one.
So here, and he said, Gooch came back and said, here's my rebuttal, the Packers. So here's the franchise quarterbacks. You look at the Packers, it's Bart Starr, it's Brett Favre, it's Aaron Rodgers. You look at the Cowboys, it's Staubach, it's Aikman, it's Romo, it's Dak.
Not Romo?
Here we go. I forget. Let's debate with a Giants fan. That ought to work out well.
You just mentioned people that are in bronze statues, and you throw ropes. I could say, you know what, Phil Sims.
I thought about the Giants. I said
the Giants are.
But I did. I was like, well, wait a minute.
You got to go in the Super Bowl, Harry, because the Giants. Y.A. Tittle.
Right. So I'm saying, but like, all right, you went from Sims to Eli to, and hopefully Daniel Jones, right? That would be a third.
It's
maybe
it's Sims,
I don't know.
And Eli and the conversation, and even Sims. You're talking about above average quarterback, right, and a guy who won games.
So.
It's a good argument, though. The Cowboy-Packer lineage is a good argument.
Here's the thing. Let me back this up. Before you dissect it, let me back it up. I'm not talking about Super Bowl champion quarterbacks. I'm talking about franchise quarterbacks that put up numbers that have been NFL leaders
MVPs. So based on that, then take Aikman off your list because the only thing that he's got is Super Bowls because his numbers are shit.
That's not fair, though. Look at his stats. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. Go look.
Oh, it's bad.
No, it's not.
But he didn't have to. They had a running game.
Understood.
I have Aikman even with Brett Favre. Oh,
God. No, see, I'll disagree, and I'll say Brett Favre was better.
In other words, okay, if you want to give Favre a little, one's a gunslinger who threw 45 times a game, and the other guy only had to throw 26 times a game because they had Emmitt Smith
behind him. So if we're talking about criteria here, what is the criteria? It's
more about lineage, is it what he says.
Lineage. Okay. The good quarterbacks of your franchise.
Okay.
After Bart Starr, you had nothing until Brett Favre came around. Nothing.
Well, in comparison to what you have now is essentially the same thing because you have a guy that has one career playoff win, right? And I'm not saying Dak isn't on his way,
I'm
but
talking
he's
trajectory.
Then that's like saying Jordan Love.
You can't say Jordan Love, though, because that's not fair.
Time out. You guys are all way wrong. You don't put Dak Prescott. You're talking about Bart Starr, even Troy Aikman.
See,
Dak
Prescott hasn't done a thing. But what in my argument is saying Dak Prescott should be in the same conversation? I'm saying he is in a lineage of good quarterbacks, quarterbacks.
How long did Romo play?
From 2007 to about 2016.
All right, so 9 years. How long has Dak been playing?
Dak's been in the league for 5.
All right, how long did Aikman play?
Aikman was 89 to about 2001.
Right, so Brett Favre played essentially the chunk of all three of their careers, and then Aaron Rodgers is bleeding into it. So we're talking lineage. It's like
no.
You can't sit here and say that Dak is a franchise quarterback just yet. Like he is, he's signed. But let's be real.
Why would they sign him if he wasn't a franchise quarterback?
But the point that I'm making is what happened to Dak last year? Like, that could happen one more time and his career is over. I'm not saying that's what's going
to
happen.
You know, you have to look.
Before you start putting people in that conversation, it's just.
Guys, you're looking at this wrong. Go by this. If Troy Aikman were to lose a leg tomorrow, and Dak Prescott were to lose a leg tomorrow, 25 years from now, we're still going to be talking about Aaron Rodgers. We're still going to be talking about Aikman. We're not going to be talking about Dak Prescott. Just not. 5 years is not a long enough time.
If they haven't
done a thing.
If he stopped playing right now, agreed. I think Dak has a very, very good chance to go on and be a great quarterback. But right now,
I think the bigger argument is not there yet. Who would be third in that argument, in that discussion? In other words, I think the Packers Cowboys do have a pretty good lineage of great quarterbacks, right?
I want
and including one on the Cowboys.
If you talk about what team would be next?
Like,
I did this math.
49ers?
I was thinking 49ers.
Steve Young in Montana.
And then that's it.
Or you can't say the Steelers because Bradshaw sucked too.
Well, no, that's the. But Bradshaw was a franchise quarterback.
Did you say Bradshaw?
So it doesn't matter what his stats
are. So what are you trying to sit here and say? Franchise quarterback, meaning like Philip Rivers, franchise quarterback?
Yes.
So just a guy that plays a long time on one team?
That's with one team that compiles the stats.
My thing is if you ranked all the guys that we're talking about, Dak, Romo, Aikman, I think that you can make the case that, I don't even think you can make the case. I think it's a guarantee that 3 of the top 4 are Packers.
3 of the top 4 out of all the 7 that we just listed?
No.
I'll say this. Rodgers, to me, at the end of the day, will more than likely, with Brady because of the success, but Rodgers will probably be pound for pound the best quarterback I've ever seen, right? And then Brett Favre, longevity, gunslinger, one of my favorite non-Cowboy players ever, right? I could put him at 2. What'd you say? 3 out of 4?
I'm just saying 3 out of the top 4 are Packers.
I don't put Bart Starr because of pound for pound skill set. I think honestly, Romo might be better than Bart Starr as far as
it's hard to compare.
Throwing the football.
It's two different areas.
I'm putting a guy that's in the Hall of Fame over a guy that's not going to get in the Hall of Fame. When we're comparing careers.
Who's not going to get in the Hall of Fame?
Romo.
No, definitely not.
And Bart Starr has got if we're talking about Super Bowl era, he won 3 in a row before the Super Bowl era. So,
all I'm saying is that was the tweet. That was the tweet today. I talked about Dallas having a great
lineage. It's a Monday morning. It's a fun bar discussion for sure.
And that's exactly what Chop Sports is all about.
I think more importantly, though, we really can't come with a third team. I just went through.
I think it's the 49ers.
But they only have 2.
Just with Steve Young and Montana. Solid ones.
Two Hall of Famers.
Hall of Famers. Yeah. And one of them that's like arguably the greatest quarterback of all time in some people's eyes.
I'm trying to think of like current quarterbacks right now that are like lighting the world on fire. And I'm thinking like, all right, who was before them?
How about the
and
Vikings? Tarkenton?
Warren Moon? Randall was there for a cup of coffee? I don't know. There's not.
Eagle. How about the Eagle?
No. No. Eagle, God, no. Fuck.
Redskins?
Jesus Christ, no. Redskins, no.
Nobody
no,
in
right?
the East.
I'm looking at like, all right, maybe we'll talk about him more at length, but maybe like Brady, Mac Jones.
You could say Unitas Manning.
You could say Steelers with Bradshaw and Ben. Big
Johnny
Ben.
Unitas, Peyton Manning is a good one.
Yeah. That would be hot. Oh, Well, you know what?
That's in comparison with Montana and Steve Young, I would say.
Oh, wait. It's hard to compare. I was going to say the Broncos.
You need the third guy.
Elway and then Manning.
You need the third guy.
Right. So it's very hard pressed. Well, that's a debate for another day.
And in Dave's case, the fourth guy.
Right. Not Romo. Come on, bro, Romo.
You guys knock it. Like somebody,
I think
we got a bunch of listeners and watchers right now. Go look up Romo's career numbers. You're going to be blown the frick away. You really will.
But you just, it's just,
you will.
You got it. You got anyway.
This is why we need a producer.
I can't. You know what? We can't.
This
figure
was
out.
An interesting debate.
No, but hang on. Argument is we can't figure out the third team that has the third quarterback. I can't.
Can you at least say the Dallas Cowboys have three?
If you combine Dak and Romo's career, it's been a really good career.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm not saying, but I get what I'm saying, though. It's like,
the disrespect on Tony Romo because he didn't win a Super Bowl.
You know what it is?
Insane.
You can't do
9 years.
Insane.
Oh, wait a minute. No, what? Stop. I got one.
If you combine Dak
Miami
and Tony
Dolphins,
Romo's.
Bob Greasy and Dan Marino.
If you combine Dak's and Romo's playoff record, it's 3-9.
And they still haven't found a quarterback since Marino, which is nuts. They still haven't found one. Six what?
No, I'm saying if you combine Dak's and Romo's career playoff records, it's 3-6.
You can't go by playoff record here.
I think it's
you're
more about...
You're missing what I'm trying to take.
We can never go by my point. Saying. You go by your points only, but you can't go by this. But you can go by what you're saying. It's like we don't have the criteria here.
I think you have to set that first. I think you have Romo overrated, and I think you have Brett Favre.
Okay, ready? Here we go. Let's talk overrated here.
I actually
Tony Romo.
Everyone else does.
You're such a
65% completion percentage for his career. 34,000 yards, 248 touchdowns.
You're breaking one of the number one podcast rules.
What's that?
It's giving stats on the podcast.
I don't give a shit. I'm tired of you guys with the disrespect to Tony Romo. I had to look it up, even if sacrificing
his name. His name was just perfect for comedians.
Of course it was, because we're not in 2021. Anyway, let's wrap up the first half of this show with the other team that was supposed to make waves, and that is the New York Football Jets. Now, when I looked at this game, I picked the Jets outright, and I said they were going to win and put the money on the money line. The Jets were going to do this because of the legend that is Mike White. I jumped on this Mike White bandwagon because he's a former Cowboy, and I was excited about it to see him flourish. It was fun for a cup of coffee, and at the end of the day, Mike White fucking stinks.
Well, we're talking about quarterback terrible. Controversies.
Well, wait, does Mike is this White quarterback kill controversy? The lineage? Yeah. Mike so White. It goes Romo, White, then Prescott?
No. How about the Jets? Namath? Esiason and
Pennington,
and now Zach Wilson.
How about the Chiefs? Anybody? I don't think those old
Montana
teams.
Was there for a minute and he won a playoff game, but that's just Steve DeBerg.
They had Rich Gannon.
Rich Gannon.
Gannon was there for a couple.
Who was the Chiefs in like in the, when they played the Packers?
Was it Len Dawson? Wasn't a quarterback, was he?
Yeah, I think he was. Yeah,
Len Dawson inside the NFL. So anyway, the
remember
Jets.
Len Dawson on the radio? He would just predict every play with deadly accuracy. He'd be like,
Tony Romo.
They're going to run right here.
Ruin the broadcast. Like, stop, Len, stop. You know, they want to watch the game.
We no longer have a quarterback controversy
in New York
because
when Zach Wilson is ready to go, Zach Wilson needs to get back his ass in that game and prove to the Jets fans that, hey, I know it's been shitty and we're 2-7, but I am your franchise guy. I am going to be better. Here we go. You got it. Now as Jets fans, I think you have to take this season one milestone game at a time, meaning Zach Wilson needs to rattle off some wins before the season's over. I'm not saying that the Jets are going to have a winning record because they're not. But like, if you can get 6-7 wins in this abysmal season, people are going to start turning their heads and say, all right, you know what? They might have something in this kid. But right now, it looks very doom and gloom. And the Bills, leave it up to the NFL to right the wrongs. The Cowboys, the Bills, and like the Browns, they all got racked. Not even the Browns. They got racked last week. They righted the wrongs. The Bills righted all of their wrongs yesterday, and they beat the shit out of the Jets.
Two things to touch back on what we were just talking about. One, it was Len Dawson was the Chiefs quarterback. And two, Aaron Jones likely out 1 to 2 weeks only. So that's good. Good news for me.
Good news for you. Sure, that's great. But again, you forget about the position that he plays. While I wholeheartedly agree that it's a great a nice little diagnosis.
It's better than the month minimum, and it's better than the ACL that they initially feared.
I still think he misses three games.
That's fine. I think if he misses three games, it's no, because we have a bye coming up. So I think that's
so maybe after the bye.
I think there's so many.
Does the bye come after two?
Yeah. Too many guys named Aaron. In the
they don't be back. So anyway, back to the Jets. So the Bills again. They racked, and they did what they did, and Josh Allen is still Josh Allen. He goes, put respect back on the original Josh Allen.
It was because I jumped completely off the Bills bandwagon. I was so disgusted by them. They cost me money 2 weeks in a row that I said, you know what? I'm going to steer clear of the Bills this week. So guarantee they fucking hit the first half bet, second half bet.
I'm going to say something stupid. Overs, I think this game will actually help the Jets in that they can just now.
They could realize now that they suck and they don't have to fucking keep trying.
And you also, well, that's been going on for, that's this whole decade.
That is the, but that no, is the now, easiest
now,
way to put
now
it.
Now you go back to your quarterback that you drafted, that you paid. A little nice little story on the side. Zach got hurt and they threw him in. But
there's always stories like that every year that people Mike jump
White,
all over.
Mike White's a stud. He earned himself a career backup job in the NFL with a couple
might
good,
be the best
a
job
couple
in the
good
world.
Games.
Backup quarterback in the NFL. You get paid millions of dollars to kind of hang around.
But this is what I say. When I not say him, he's a stud, I'm saying, like, could you imagine being, I always make this point, imagine being, like, we'll just say Blake Bortles, for example, a couple years ago. Like, that
go
team
ahead.
Was 12-4. Despite him, very bad quarterback in terms of NFL standards.
Guy
but
almost went to a
when
Super
you
Bowl.
Make it to the NFL and you're like a top 30 in the world at something, and then someone and like everyone in the world thinks that you suck at it. It's right. Like if you're a shitty NFL quarterback, like you're a fucking really good quarterback. You get what I'm saying? It's like
yeah, there's only 32 spots only 30, in the world.
Imagine making it, and that's why these
it's
players
the hardest
get paid.
Position in well.
So it's like much. You're it's you make it to the pros, know. The team that you go to, all the fans hate you. Right? Nobody even on your team really likes you behind closed, you know, unless it's like to your face. They kind of talk shit behind your back. But you're a top 30 guy in the world at what you do. Any other sport, you're in the Olympics. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy to me how NFL players sometimes get dragged.
When people say that, like, people... Any position. That guy stinks. Well, I'm like, well, he's kind of playing in the NFL right now. Historically as bad as the Jets defense has been the last couple of weeks, they're still playing in the NFL and playing for the Jets. You know what I mean? So it's not like you're playing for the Toronto Argonauts right now. You're playing for the New York Jets. So, yes, are they not as good as the rest of the players in the league? That's where you can go. You can compare them and say, this guy's better than this guy. But that guy down there is still good.
I think it helped, like a guy like Eli Manning, since he never got hurt, neither did Peyton really for a long time. When you don't get hurt and you play every week, you don't allow, especially the New York market. Like you
can't get Wally pipped.
You can't get Wally. In other words, if Eli Manning had like three sets of being out 3 or 4 weeks in his career, especially in the last 6 years.
Bro, that's
of his
how
career.
Brett Favre got his job. Mikowski got hurt. They were good. The Packers were finally winning games.
We can
games,
say that about a lot of quarterbacks.
And then
Brady,
he never
Romo.
Left we never left 20 right. years. So never gave the job up.
A backup quarterback needs that little 3 week window where you're gonna play. But usually what happens is more so in baseball. Whenever the little shortstop comes up, guy like Jeter gets hurt, and the guy gets up, he goes 2 for 3 against the Red Sox on a Friday.
It happened
night.
This year.
Yeah, and then
what
you
was
realize
his name?
Then
the
you go
shortstop
back
that came up.
The guy, the outfielder.
No. The
he's on the Angels now. Velasquez.
But he's on the Angels now.
Yeah, I think he got traded.
But then when you look at his stats, you're like, wait a minute. He's only
this is what
210.
This is what happens as well. Is that you catch the world by storm. You know, they don't really know how to prep for you. Give defensive coordinators in the league one game of film.
No doubt.
And they'll take away whatever you do well and make you do things differently. And that's what happens with Mike White right now. You run into a Bills team after winning a game against a team that honestly was probably not as good as people thought in the Bengals, because if you see what they've done since then, they've gotten pasted again by the Browns. So maybe the Bengals aren't what we thought they were, and the Jets aren't.
Too.
Well, we let them off the hook.
Yeah.
You wanted to go there for that.
I did.
Anyway, let's take a break, and when we come back, we got the rest of the NFL slate, plus one more game to be played, a big one, because OB Jerkoff is making his debut for the Los Angeles Rams tonight.
I've always hated that guy.
We'll be right. Go listen to Packers Pulse Episode 2. You know, myself and Gooch are both getting a little older. One of the first things to go is your vision. Thank goodness for our hookup over at Absolute Eyewear in Woodbridge, New Jersey, right on Main Street next to the train station. They have glasses for all ages, all budgets. They have safety glasses, sports glasses. They are a full-service powerhouse offering eye exams and even free lenses for the kids. They work with BCBS, AAA, AARP, giving massive discounts. They're open 5 days a week, closed on Wednesdays and Sundays. Call 732-326-3937 to get your first pair of Ray-Ban, Burberry, Coach, Polo, you name it, they got it. Go see Craig and Johnine right now.
Hey, Chop Sports family, it's Jimmy Palumbo here. I am doing a stand-up show on November 27th, Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend at 7:30 p.m. at the Carteret Performing Arts and Event Center with great comedian Mike Marino. Phone number 877-849-2722 for tickets. Again, 877-849-2722, November 27th, 7:30. Jimmy Palumbo and Mike Marino live from Carteret, Central New Jersey's in the house. Romper room setup here.
Oh, we're back. Jimmy, we're back. Sans Dave. Dave had to go drain the main vein, Dave, ladies and gentlemen.
I think he meant he was draining something else.
We're going to get this disgusting graphic off the screen. Right. And I guess we'll talk next about the...
I can't do my list of teams that stink in the NFL.
The Chiefs and the Raiders game. Did you watch this one last night?
Just on and off while I was prepping for my shows today. Raiders stink.
You didn't miss much. The Chiefs stink. The Raiders stink.
Yeah.
Next game. No, I'm kidding. Dave, welcome back.
Hey. You know what's funny? When I was in there, not to give away too much detailed information, I was doing the commercial in my head. So I was like, how much time do I have? I'm like, great man, Burberry. I'm like, I got to get back. I couldn't get back on time. I suck. But yeah, so we're on to the Chiefs and the Raiders, the most freshest game in your minds because that's what we all fell asleep to last night. Look. I'm not about to sit here and tell you that the Chiefs are back, right? I'm not doing that yet.
No.
The defense has been playing better, but they're still susceptible to some big things. I think the Raiders just had a really bad game. That's the way I'm looking at this one. Maybe I say that because now it's the Chiefs and the Cowboys next week, and I'm like, yeah, please don't be back. But he did throw for 400. Mahomes was Mahomes again. He got back to that game. I was waiting for this game to happen. To do it on the road. A little bit more difficult in a very hostile environment, considering all the things that, you know, the Raiders have been through over the last couple of weeks.
Well, I said that was going to eventually, but you can't lose your head coach in controversy, and it just eventually that's going to come.
Yeah,
it's gonna roost.
It did. It finally reared its head. Go ahead.
I'm telling you right now, the Cowboys are going to blow out the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's Jimmy doing the reverse psychology.
No, I'm
shit.
Telling you.
That's what's coming up next week.
Chiefs have no defense.
Yeah, it's next week. 425. It's America's
gonna
be game
that's
of the
a
week.
Bad matchup. It's a bad matchup for the Chiefs.
I think what everyone's looking at right now is the Chiefs, look at their last couple games. They didn't play well against Green Bay. They really did not.
No.
Right? Their offense sputtered out. But look, they're 6-4 in the AFC right now.
And that's the AFC West
leader. The leader in the AFC West. So it almost puts the Chiefs in like they went through all the shit that they're going to go through right now. They played terrible defense for the first six games of the season, but the last maybe seven games of the season, but the last 3 weeks they've played better on defense and they still are the Chiefs. So I'm not going to write them off yet. I'm definitely not predicting
not
them to get blown
off.
Out
I
by
just,
anybody
I
just
I
yet.
I don't think they're the same world
I think
beaters.
The Cowboys
six and four,
are a bad matchup.
But 6-4, getting all that fucking shit out of the way early, and now looking into the second half, if you look at the AFC, I'm looking at the Chiefs. I'm like, well, the Chiefs have as good a chance as any other team because the Ravens, the Bills, they all have looked suspect.
They've slipped up. Yeah.
They've all looked suspect. The only team that hasn't really looked suspect is the Patriots. We're going to talk about that later.
Yeah,
because we're all really high.
I don't
on the Patriots.
See it. I think the Chiefs have a shitty line. They have a bad defensive line. They don't put pressure on the quarterback.
And they got the
Cowboys
car a
have
last
a decent
night.
Offense. They got a running game. Prescott's having a good year. Cowboys defense is pretty good. They had a couple bad games. You're always going to have two or three bad games on a season. I think it's a very bad matchup for the Chiefs.
All right. Well, we'll
but
see that
Chiefs
as we get.
May still sneak in the playoffs, but
I mean, that game? They don't have to sneak. They're going to win the West more than likely. That's how
like
I see it.
They're in first
team.
Place right now, and they're out in the AFC.
Yeah, the Cowboys' biggest problem is going to be week 13, 14, 15, and 16 when they've clinched.
I was going to say, it might not matter. Looking at that, standings right now, the Cowboys are 7-2, and the next best team is the Eagles at 4-6.
Yeah, but we've talked about this at length, and I can't believe that you guys aren't on board with this aspect of it yet. I know Dave actually is. It's slipping his mind right now. But the Cowboys no longer play in the NFC East. They play in the NFC. They're looking at Green Bay.
Yeah.
They're looking at Arizona. They're looking at the Rams.
Trust me, I was a big Russell Wilson guy yesterday.
Dude, what?
Come on, man, get something going.
Seeding is not. It's different than. Seeding is different than divisional pressure. You know you're in the playoffs, man.
Understood. But I think that they realistically knew that after week 5.
Oh, and you know, not for nothing.
But is McCarthy a good enough coach to drive that boat? It's hard.
Remains to be seen. But I will say this. I was looking at the standings last night just to get a refresher of where everybody's sitting at. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know, we're sitting here debating every week, me and you specifically, because Cowboys, Giants were like, it's the NFC East. Bro, your division, the Packers division? Worse.
When did
I'm just saying we haven't talked about it. I don't think the world talks about it enough. True.
I don't.
Is what I'm saying.
I agree. 100%.
I'm saying I don't think the narrative.
I think it was week two when I said there's no competition.
Well, no. What I'm saying
after week two, there's no competition for Green Bay in that division.
Well, what I'm saying is the narrative is like, well, you know, it's the NFC East. Like people should be like, well, it's the NFC North. Nobody's talking about that. I don't think it's going to be a thing because I think what people already like conceded is that the Packers will win that division.
If you actually go through the league. Every division outside of three is like that.
I'm just saying.
Five out of the eight.
You have a winless team.
You finally agree with me. Most of the teams stink.
You have a winless team. That's where I'm at.
Teams stink in the NFL. No one's saying
that. In any event.
But they also have a much harder schedule than.
Stinks.
On to the. Yeah, Scoop says you guys clinched in week two. He's talking about the Packers. On to a game that, you know, obviously I had a big, big rooting interest in because, again, it's the Eagles, and they're winning games. I think the only person out there right now listening that gives a shit about an Eagles win is my brother's boy, Joe, that's riding in the truck right now. They're just probably saying, like, yeah, let's talk about the Eagles. The Eagles played well last night. The Broncos showed their hand again. The Broncos are a bad football team again because I don't know what anomaly took out the Cowboys last week. I really don't. But the Eagles are not as good as the Dallas Cowboys, and they starched the Denver Broncos last night. The tough running game, it's so crazy to me to see Jordan Howard running and being the feature back now. And look, I get the Miles Sanders thing got hurt, and then you sprinkle in Gainwell and Devonta Smith. I'm telling you right now, I've said it from jump, he's going to be good, you know, but I still think the quarterback sucks.
I think if you're a gambler, you just avoid Denver the rest of the year because it seems like one week they're like they dog somebody and next week they stink. I don't know. The Eagles are an interesting thing. Maybe the Eagles aren't as bad as I thought they were going to be.
They're definitely not as bad as I thought they were going to be. Look, I said they would win two games. Here's what
you have around the league, and this is my take on things, is that there's certain teams that, like, there's about eight good teams, really good teams in the NFL right now.
And they're all in the NFC.
Eight really good teams in the NFL.
I think that's high, eight. I think it's six, maybe five.
According to Jimmy's.
I could just name them off the top of my head right now. Eight, easy.
Rams, you're going to go easy. Rams, Arizona?
Rams, Packers, Arizona. Dallas, who's the other out in the AFC?
And
the Bucks.
The Bucks, right?
There's one team team in the AFC.
Bills, Ravens.
Bills. There's 6-3. I would go Titans.
So 6-3 is good to you?
Titans, Dallas, Tampa Bay, only because of Brady, Green Bay, and I'll take one of
them. All right, irrelevant anyway. The point that I'm making is, to the original point is, that what you have is there's a lot of teams that are middle of the pack. Denver.
Middle of the pack? No, they're stinks.
Jimmy, let me finish the point. There's a lot of teams that are middle of the pack. Denver, Philly, Carolina, that do certain things well. And when they play a team that matches up, they match up with that doesn't do that well enough to stop that, then they have an extreme advantage. And that's what you're seeing around the league, plus the any given Sunday aspect of things. But to sit here and say that Denver's completely bad? No, I think Denver's good. They struggle at quarterback. They don't have a good quarterback.
But other than that, they have a really good
I think their roster is pretty decent.
So what is your analysis of the Philadelphia Eagles being 4-6? I mean, right now they trail the Cowboys with a game played and a game in hand.
I think what you see is like a team like Denver, what they do is they run the ball well. Philly does well against the run. So that's a great matchup for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dallas might not be great as Philly against the run. So
they're not.
Exactly. You get what I'm. Yeah. You see what I'm getting at. It's like matchups make a lot of these games in the NFL.
Yeah, I agree. So the Eagles move on to
next Monday. We're gonna do something during this.
We're not gonna let you in the door.
We're gonna have.
Yeah, I'm gonna lock the fucking door. No,
he doesn't know the code.
No, we'll do a thing next week, and I think it'll be interesting. Mm. I'm gonna go through, and we'll go through as a trio here.
Mm-hmm.
What teams are not gonna make the playoffs, and what teams stink?
Sure. What you're pointing at me? What?
Look at the camera.
Oh. Jimmy's gone. All right, Jimmy. Jimmy will rejoin us shortly.
I'm sure his mic is still mic'd up, though.
Oh, yeah, his mic is mic'd up, so like, he's definitely on the audio here. Yeah.
See that?
So anyway, I think the computer probably died.
The NFL got to me because they say, Jimmy.
Yeah, he's like, we're tired of you bashing the league.
Because the teams stink and no one...
on to... you know what's funny? I don't go back and forth with Twitter people that are like, you know, less than... you can go fix them. I'll rant this over. Because I tell you right now, yesterday I'm on Twitter and somebody responded to me I said that the Dallas Cowboys, and I stand by this right now, that the Dallas Cowboys could very well be the best team in football right now. And I'm glad that Gooch is off camera and off mic for this because that's a very bold statement. But I will say this. Somebody replied, and it was Miss some girl with, like, I don't know. It doesn't matter how many followers. I don't really care. But she goes, no, the Vikings are not as bad as their record. And I was like, wait, hold on. Like, the Cowboys just beat you with Cooper Rush. You're just as bad as what I said. And I was like, and you're currently losing to the Chargers right now. The Vikings kind of shut me up for a second. Gooch hits this pick because he did say the Vikings would come around eventually. And here the Vikings are with a 27-20 win over the Chargers, bringing the Vikings back to 4-5.
Jimmy is not probably going to get back on video.
Why is that?
Because I don't know. There's an internet issue on his computer specifically.
Okay,
so
we'll just talk.
Covering that, Jimmy, we still got Jimmy with us.
Yeah, of course.
That said, I didn't hear a word you just said. But
don't worry
about it. I will sit here and say that the Vikings, for as bad of our division is, I do think the Vikings have a chance also to sneak into the playoffs this year. I've been saying that. Mm-hmm. I know that Jimmy's going to sit here and say that they stink. Gladly, Jimmy's focused on something else right now, so I could talk about how the Vikings might not be as bad as people think.
Yeah.
They're that on-again, off-again thing.
Yeah.
I think the Vikings are very similar to Denver in the sense that they're only missing the quarterback, but I would say Cousins is a little bit better than what Denver's putting out there every week. Oh,
there
he's
he
back.
Is. And we'll move you back to the center of attention where Jimmy belongs here on the camera.
I don't know what happened. I might have hit this $5 thing we have here.
This $5 thing
we have eight different connections to connect.
Well, welcome to it's the world of Mac because they decided let's screw everything up on the plug.
Also,
shout out to Mac, by the way, for screwing everything up.
Jimmy, that little piece is like $250, by the way.
Yes, that's called a
this
cam
thing right here.
Yes. Yeah. Do not touch
it.
It
is exaggerated.
It is.
It's like.
I mean, let's start rolling off how much this business is worth. By the way, with all the stuff that we have in the studio. Why did you leave? I don't know. Somebody asked why you left, but he had to take a break.
It's like a coffee.
He's old, you know. He needs
a coffee can with a golf string.
Jimmy here. Makes me realize he can be a good Disney villain.
That's perfect. Scoop from left field. Got it. So anyway.
So if anybody out there is working for Disney and is looking for a new cartoon voiceover caricature, we got Jimmy Palumbo who does voiceover.
Well, AJ just said 25 out of 32 NFL teams stink.
According to you, he said.
You are now. Thank you for posting
that. So you're not even listening.
I know.
He says, according to Jimmy,
but I love
25 out of 32.
Listen, he's like Schechter or Schefter, whatever his name is.
Schechter.
He's right. He's right
hoping,
to say
I'm
that.
I'm hoping
right.
that we have the Patriots game next.
Well, let's see. As a matter of fact, we don't.
All right. So either way, I was going to talk about it. I think it's an interesting debate that we could have going forward. Maybe this week we'll do it.
Okay.
About the rookie of the year in the NFL this year. If you look at last year and you look at this year, there's some similarities going on between the Herbert mm-hmm. and Jefferson situation compared to the Mac Jones and Jamar Chase situation that I think we could talk about that and get into who we think is going to go where.
Well, yeah, definitely throughout the week. We have to talk about it. Well, we'll talk about the Patriots in a minute. First and foremost, the team getting back to 500 is Mr. I'm back. Cam Newton signed literally yesterday or 2 days ago, gets on the field, gets on the plane, gets on the bus, whatever, gets on the suits up and scores 2 touchdowns.
Immediately.
Like, here's Matt Rhule saying, hey, guys, by the way, this guy's back. Go guard him. And look, in Cam Newton's defense, I don't think he could throw the ball. I don't think he's a good thrower of the football. I think he's right there with Lamar Jackson, right? As far as like not a good thrower of the football.
Listen, he had a great game. But he was 3 for 4 for 8 yards, and he had
he's a truck.
How many carries did he have?
Statistician
Jimmy.
Box score
Jimmy.
He had three runs for 14 yards. So, okay.
Listen,
he had a great game.
And he's still a truck. He's still a large quarterback. And I think that will mesh well
with maybe
that running
game. If he averages 4 carries a game, he's going to last under 4 games.
Can I ask you something? And maybe that I'm just being, not ignorant, but like maybe I just don't remember. Did Cam ever play with Christian McCaffrey? Yes,
yeah.
Right? 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering. I'm like, that's a threat that now, like when they're in shotgun.
In fact, I find it to be the opposite of a threat. If for a fantasy owner of Christian McCaffrey, it's got to just suck to see Cam get all that goal line
all season long.
And then they handed one to Chuba Hubbard in the down low, too.
It's a huge win for the Panthers. Anytime you go into a McCoy run offense, it's just a really tough game. So this game is nothing more than the quarterback was hurt. That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
No.
Nothing else occurred there.
I get what you're saying.
AJ Colt said McCoy. I'm going back to my old ways.
Because they were playing Arizona, but also Sam Darnold's hurt. So Carolina, that's the only reason why the Carolina signed Cam.
Yeah, Sam Darnold.
So both quarterbacks were out. PJ Walker?
Yeah.
I always get it wrong.
PJ Walker, Texas Ranger, is the quarterback.
How long is Kyler Murray out for?
He'll be back next week.
He was game time decision this week.
Okay.
So he'll be back. But the Cardinals are 8-2, and because of that loss, they are now the 2 seed. And now, if we're really getting technical, the Green Bay Packers control their own destiny to the 1 seed. All they got to do is just win the rest of their games.
And Green Bay, Packers and Dallas will finish far ahead of Arizona.
I agree.
You said it last week that Arizona was starting to hit like this this like the brick wall, and now it's down and downhill sledding from
there. But they play a bad team next week, Seattle. So Seattle will be eliminated next week.
There we go again.
Seattle will be 3-7. You'll be like, no, they're not dead yet. You know,
when you're playing in the NFC and there's so many teams in the middle of the pack, Jimmy, they actually are alive. So that's,
like, they could win. They could win next week.
You had to see me last year when the Cowboys were like 3-9. I was like, well,
are we going to have the same debate that we just had fucking 20 minutes ago?
No, we're going to go on.
Clearly
to the
not dead.
We're going to go on to the worst game of the slate, and as the Detroit Lions and Pittsburgh Steelers. Not much to say about the fact that they just kissed their sister and they tied. And it's the worst feeling in the world. I hate it. I'd almost rather lose. You tied this game, okay? You had opportunities to win this game, and I'm talking to Detroit. I'm not talking about the Steelers because the Steelers just kind of shot themselves in the foot with a bunch of turnovers. But the Lions had a shot, and did you see the game-winning kick attempt for the Lions?
No.
He kicked 2 to 3 inches before the ball, meaning his toe dragged into the dirt before he can even kick
the
ball.
How far a kick was it?
It doesn't matter. The mechanics of kicking a football. Me and you can kick a football. Where it goes, who knows? But I'm saying, or how far it goes, who knows? This guy literally skidded his own foot. That's how bad this Lions team is.
I got a question for you regarding this game. See what you guys think. Don't you think NFL's got to get rid of the ties?
Well, according to Najee Harris, he didn't even know. The running back of the Steelers did not even know.
Did his and best Donovan McNabb impression.
The overtime is a full quarter, right?
No, it's 10 minutes.
I just think a tie, some people may think it's good because it screws up everything. I think 17 games, now you throw a tie in. You got to be like someone at Stanford to figure out playoff situations. I just think every game, There shouldn't be a tie in the NFL.
The only sports play that another have ties 10 minutes. Left is soccer and football. That's it. Every other sport has no ties.
I honestly don't mind the tie.
The reason why
is because if you play 70 minutes of football and you're tied, you're tied. That's it. You want to have an untimed clock? It takes away too much of the element of the rushed 2-minute drill. Like, if you need to try and score.
They should at least have, they used to have double overtime. Why don't they have another overtime?
But in playoffs,
it's television money. It screws up the next game.
Which is definitely a factor. And B, it's player safety.
Yeah. Oh, stop. You add a full game at the end of the year and preseason games? Oh, stop.
I'm just making...
He's making the logical point that is the reason why they don't do it, is like, player safety.
But playing, no, the 100%. Reason why they don't do it, it screws up the television schedule when it goes...
Not necessarily. I was watching the Detroit game into the 4 o'clock hour. And
if you don't like the tie, score.
There you go.
No, that's like, you could always say that's like, nice. You sound like a...
I mean, I sound like you, maybe.
It shouldn't be a tie. Shouldn't be a tie.
What'd you think of that, Jimmy?
Don't ever mention soccer in near anything.
So one of the games soccer that me and Gooch would have picked with a blindfold at this point was this one that came up, and that's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming off a bye.
Oh, I mushed
coming
myself.
Coming off a bye.
Remember
lost
what I
this
said?
Game.
Remember what I said going into predicting this game? I was like, this is the one game when I went through the schedule, right. I had Washington football team beating Tampa Bay.
You did.
But because I had Washington football team winning 12 games this year, they could win out and still win 11. So
yeah, I mean, this game, I couldn't believe how Tom Brady played in this one. It was like off a bye and off a loss. You lost.
Get him out of the fucking conversation with better than Aaron Rodgers. I've seen too many of these games from Brady throughout his career.
Stop. Don't do that. Chop Sports Media chiming in somehow. Ties suck. So that somebody's logged into our account. It's
probably Tommy.
Probably. Like, Tommy doesn't even know his own settings. He's like, oh, shit. But, yeah. So, anyway, let's see. AJ chiming in on the tie thing. That's why they're hesitant to do an 8-12 college playoff, because of the afraid of CTE and injuries. So, adding more college playoff teams is player safety thing. It could be a thing. I'm not just saying. But, anyway, so, yes, the Tom Brady-led Tampa Bay Buccaneers fall short to Tyler Heineken over there in Washington. This game, from start to finish, the Bucs just couldn't get it going. They just couldn't get it going. And it's so weird to me that coming off a bye and a loss that this team couldn't play up.
Dare I say there's been an Antonio Gibson sighting? Has he turned
my
the
corner?
My brother
might have done a backflip if there was no kids in the room. He was so pumped to see Antonio Gibson finally get involved
on my bench in four leagues.
Yeah, he was on my bench too. I benched him in Joe Angelo's.
Of course,
league.
This stinks like, for the Giants because they play the Bucs next week.
Oh, the most angriest Tom Brady version. Angry ever Brady. Seen. Two losses in a row. An embarrassing
and then what's going to happen is Seattle's going to go paced Arizona, right? And then the Giants are going to get pasted.
Maybe this is the year that Brady, as the season goes on, you do get nicked up, banged up. Maybe
Father Time is undefeated.
That's he doesn't true. Lose.
Didn't happen with the Rodgers yet, but maybe Tom Brady will happen to
you him. Guys realize that Brady's like a decade older than
I mean, Rodgers. It's not that long.
But he's not, but he's like seven years older.
But, you know, Rodgers looks homeless now, so I mean.
He does look bad. Like, can we try? He's so rich. Can we try?
Relax. He's immunized. He's fine.
No, but he's not. He's immunized. Don't get me started.
Yeah, but that's another thing. Is Ben did he get vaccinated, Ben Roethlisberger?
No. What, he didn't.
Well, no. Is that a thing?
But here's Big Ben's everyone's new hero because he self-reported symptoms. It's like, oh, so you felt sick, and he said, guys, I feel sick.
I think it's the other way.
Stop raping girls, Ben.
I think in the United States, you should be able to do whatever you want, right, with the vaccine is fine. But if you play in the NFL and guys like us are doing podcasts and watching games, you have to get a vax because when you don't get vaxed, you don't play on Sunday and it screws everybody up.
But guess what? Devontae Adams was vaxed. Guess who didn't play 2 weeks ago?
But him. At least you have a chance with the protocols of not he because his COVID lasted.
No, it didn't. He actually had two negative tests the same day. The next
but he
day,
felt like shit.
No, he didn't have symptoms at all.
So why did he play?
Because I think it had something to do with the travel thing.
No, there's protocols. But when you don't get vaxxed, the protocols are like you're done for 3 weeks. So
this is when everybody does this.
Pew.
Turn off.
No, I'm not being blue. Just get vaccinated. I'd say get vaccinated so you can play.
The Packers would be 9-1.
I know for a fact that the Dallas Cowboys are like 99% vaccinated. So I'm like, all right, we won't have this problem. Then we lost our kicker, and I was like, what the fuck is going on?
It also depends when you.
I know.
If you test early in the week, you have more time.
Yeah, of course. So that's why those Monday tests are big.
But if you don't get vaccinated and you get it, then you're out for 10 days.
Absolutely, 100%.
So what fan of a team, like, can you imagine if, like, Prescott
You got one over there. You got one over there who's saying, I don't give a shit.
It could bite him in the ass again.
Now, Rodgers doesn't even have to get tested again for 3 months.
What?
Because when you, there's some crazy weird.
No way.
Look it up. Look it up.
No, they had.
There's no shot. That's real.
So after you get COVID, you can't get COVID again.
No, that's
for like
not true.
3 months. They're saying, go look it up. Look, I read some weird ass article. I skimmed over it, but to my understanding was that Rodgers is now pretty much clear. Like they were saying, the silver lining in this whole thing is that we can't really lose Rodgers.
That's not true. That's not true.
I don't know.
All right. You're wrong. He'll be tested every
prove
other
it,
day.
And I'll do my best to prove my point.
The NFL, they cover everything up because they're afraid that every team stinks, and I want everybody to know it.
Yeah, you can't do that. Can't have more stinky teams. Anyway, speaking of a non-stinky team, we'll get into the Mac Jones debate because Mac Jones is lighting the world on fire all of a sudden. And lo and behold, Bill Belichick might have his new pet cat, and it might be Mac Jones. And like, and watching him on the sidelines was what really got to me, where I was like, okay, this kid's having fun. He's throwing to receivers that nobody will have on your fantasy team, Kendrick Bourne, you know, guys like that, Nelson Aguilar, like that.
He looked a lot more like Tom Brady than Tom Brady did yesterday, I'll tell you that.
That is a true statement, but the Browns, I'm more concerned, like, well, obviously we have a whole week to discuss Mac Jones because of his rookie of the year status and campaign, but what's up with the Browns, man? Like yesterday, last week, they looked like, okay, no Odell, no problem, we'll be fine. But now, all of a sudden, their offensive line gets a little banged up, and Baker Mayfield goes boo-hoo on everybody, just like I keep saying. All these kids, these kid quarterbacks, when they get under duress and things aren't going their way, they're on the sidelines pouting. The Browns stink
well,
all of a sudden.
Well, I'm not going to put this one on Baker, because if you watched any of this game, New England Patriots' offensive and defensive line completely dominated this game on both sides. The pass rush for New England was the best that I've seen maybe ever out of them. It was insane. Every single play, Baker was getting smacked. And Baker's not really healthy right now. So you combine that Correct. With the fact that he's running for his life. Judon, bro. Matthew Judon.
I think
Judon.
This is a great story Amazing. In the NFL, great. Even though I can't stand the Patriots and I can't stand Tom Brady.
Who
guys know
who can?
That. But Brady went to the Bucs and he won a Super Bowl. And all of a sudden, it became this like little, you had this like, when you're at a bar talking to people, they're like, the Patriots kind of stink now. And it was Brady, not Belichick. And as much as I can't stand him, now I'm like, it's almost like Belichick's got this weird, even though
I've always been a huge Patriots like, fan. That's how I feel right now. No. Like, that's how I feel.
Well, yeah, me too. I'm like, I can't believe
that I'm behind the New England Patriots.
It's like a TV show on Netflix, and Belichick's character like disappeared, fell off the boat, and all of a sudden you just see a guy swimming towards him. You know what I mean? Like,
I hope he makes it.
So
if you're a playoff team, right, in the playoffs, first round, whatever the seedings end up, and you got to play the Patriots. Like, if you're the head coach, you're like, oh, my God. Right? You got to be.
100%.
Like, right now, they're the threat.
They're a pain in the ass.
Oh, all right. And you know what else?
Give me
this.
Well, we don't know. Maybe
they do stink. You know who else does that? The fan base and every player on the team is like, oh. Like, there's that. The doubt creeps in immediately, yeah, and that's what the Patriots do to you.
Give me a percentage of the likelihood that the Patriots can win the AFC.
The likelihood of the Patriots winning the AFC is higher, and I don't know if this is a factual thing as far as
Probably
Vegas goes.
Probably not statistical.
I think that the Patriots have a better chance at winning the AFC this year than the Bucs do at winning the NFC this year.
I would agree.
I would agree with that.
Because
the Bucs have a juggernaut of a conference. Wait, the Patriots have a Buffalo road there.
That said, could you imagine what would happen to the Earth if the Patriots played the Bucs in the Super Bowl?
Well, look at the teams. Vegas, Kansas City, outside of Tennessee. These are all pick'em games, the rest of them.
Can you?
Wow.
I don't want to live in a world because, A, that means the Cowboys and your Packers would be out. But for storyline purposes, if my team ends in heartbreak this year, I am so for a Belichick versus Brady Super Bowl.
I'm not.
I can't have that.
That's one of those where I just don't
said
want,
if the Packers break your
no,
heart.
No, I know. I don't want Tom Brady back in the Super Bowl.
Me neither.
I don't give a shit about history or a story. I am good on all of that.
All right.
I'm good on that.
All right. Well, so, in any event, the Patriots are 6-4 in the driver's seat right now as far as their trajectory. They can do big things. Right now, they still trail the Buffalo Bills behind the
division.
They
got two games with Buffalo in December. There's going to be some good football coming up. I am fucking excited about it.
I'm excited about those games as well.
Speaking of a really exciting game, the Jacksonville Jaguars improved their record to 2-7 with a loss over the Indianapolis Colts. Carson Wentz did his thing. And when I say his thing, he just managed us enough to win.
No, Scoop, I did not hate Jordan. Go ahead.
This game stinks.
What?
Scoop asked me if I hated Jordan.
Gooch, did you hate Jordan? He wears Jordans every day. There's no way. But anyway, so the Colts get a win. They're, I believe I got this record wrong. They might be 500. I'm pretty sure. No, they had a bye already? I'm pretty sure the Colts might be a 500 ball club.
They're 5-5.
Oh, they're 5-5, right. So I have that graphic wrong. It's on me.
They have the same record as Rutgers.
Right. So the Indianapolis Colts have battled back and now are a 500 team. The team in front of them will go right to it are the Tennessee Titans that won their game 23-21 over the Saints. Did you see the roughing the passer penalty?
Yeah, I did not.
My God.
I didn't see it.
It's the worst of the year.
End of the game?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't the end of the game, but it was like a fucking crucial moment.
It was a crucial moment in the game. Are we close, Gooch, we're in a world where everything is reviewed. When are we going to take this step and review this call, roughing the passer calls?
Well, let me ask you this. I didn't see it.
The NFL's getting brutalized.
They're not going to.
I didn't see it. Let me ask you a question. I'll
tell you why in a second.
Was it a bad call live when you watched it, or was it even when you reviewed it?
It was both.
Was it technically pass interference?
Technically it wasn't. It was like
they missed his hand.
You see this on every single quarterback pressure where the quarterback gets the ball. Every single one in the NFL.
Like, no hand to the face.
No hand to the face.
I almost feel
he
like
hit
the
him
referees
in his chest
have it out.
His shoulder pad with like the back of his arm grazed, like with no intent either.
Wait until you see it, Jimmy. We'll watch it
and,
after because it's insanity.
Dave, to talk to your point about will they ever start reviewing this, they won't because they can't. If they do that, they're opening up Pandora's box because it's a judgment call.
Well, they already tried to do the interference. Well, it's not a judgment call.
But maybe
it's not a judgment call.
Wait a minute.
It is, though.
No, if you go high to the head, it is. If you go low to the low, it is. If you go middle body weight, it is. But if it's not, then it's not.
Wait a minute, though. Can they maybe change the rule where it isn't a judgment call. Any touching of the helmet, it would be the roughing, not...
Right, so if you get grazed off the side
but
of your
you
face,
can get touched. It's just, if the judgment call comes in where it's like, okay, like I see contact all the time that doesn't get called because it's his judgment that didn't affect anything and it wasn't dangerous.
Well, they're throwing.
But when we're talking about judgment, it's like player safety. Same thing, while they won't, are they going to be able to start reviewing taunting penalties and things like that? It's like,
oh, that
judgment call.
The taunting,
it's like
shit's got to go.
Anything where they interject the ref's opinion into things, I have a hard time
with
that.
Of all the rules, because it's a flag football league called the NFL, of all the rules, I guess, the only position you do have to, because there's nothing worse when you turn a game on and Prescott's out and Rodgers is out and Brady's out.
My brother made good points.
To me, it's like, okay, we play in a little bit of a wussy league now, but we have to protect one guy, which is the quarterback. But I think the receivers should be a 10-yard shuck off the line. I think there should be other rules that you shouldn't ever be able to hit the guy, you know, in the helmet and all that stuff. But you got to protect.
You shouldn't get the 5-yard rule in the NFL is really hard on the DBs. I admit that
it's brutal,
right? But they're never going to regress and go and take away offense going forward. They're not going to be like, you know what?
Yeah, but you still can't. You know, another penalty thing I don't like I think the NFL changed it. Not sure college did. Why can't if a defensive player comes up to a player and pushes them in the chest as they're trying to get it, but when the running back comes just slapping away at the defensive player, I think that should be
stiff arm.
Yeah, but some of the stiff arms are like open palm to the.
They put it this way:
they
call that all the time. Like last week in the Packer game,
if you
against
close your fingers,
the Chiefs
on a face mask, they'll call a face mask.
Right, but sometimes it seemed to me the offensive player sometimes is very aggressive with a swing. And I think that's not like
it's the old Peanut Tillman now.
Maybe,
everybody's taught to punch the ball out.
Maybe what they should do
which is crazy.
I know.
Maybe what they should do is just turn it to two-hand touch.
Perfect. Done. Moving on.
If the NFL can prove that this many people still watch it.
Yeah. This many people. There are a lot of people. And listen, nobody watched Adele last night, by the way.
Man, we got through it. We got through the slate. Now we're just on tonight's game.
Yes, we are on tonight's game. Crazy. We got through tonight. We got through today as people are starting to go back to their jobs and their livelihoods as people are starting to tune out, which I get. But anyway, the Rams, Odell Beckham Jr., the debut. He now is wide receiver 2, if you think about it, because of Robert Woods. Do we have a Nancy Kerrigan situation? I don't know. Did OBJ's dad take out Robert Woods? That's where I'm leaning. I got my tinfoil hat on. That's where I'm going with this one. But OBJ debuts for the Rams. They are 3.5-point favorites on the road in San Francisco. Shout out to all those San Francisco 49er fans. You guys have held on for dear life. This is your death blow. You're not going to win this game. Shout out to Carl, who decided to keep picking on Trayvon Diggs yesterday with a meme. You're a clown for that. Thank you, Carl. I had to get that in there because I was like, I can't wait.
He's returning punts and kickoffs or just punts?
Who?
OBJ.
Just punts. I don't think he's doing anything.
Just he's returning punts.
OBJ's going to return punts?
Yeah. If you get the New York Post, you learn that.
There it is. I should spend that quarter of a month.
But my dream is to have, wouldn't it be so great, like a high spiral kick, and he just hits off his face mask. Oh, please.
It's poetic.
Even if he runs for like 4 touchdowns.
Right.
Can he just fumble one? I need one.
I got excited yesterday. DeSean Jackson catches a 40-yard pass, and he tries to do something hokey-dokey, gets the ball punched out. I'm like, you clown. You're such a piece of shit.
I love it.
Odell doesn't block, so I want to see how he fits in a situation where he's actually going to be expected to block because the Rams run the shit out of the ball, and they definitely, in terms of replacing Robert Woods, Odell Beckham Jr. is just not the football player Robert Woods is. He might be a little more talented in route running, but I don't even think with that. But when it comes to playing football, Robert Woods is a dog out there.
I think so, too.
He gets a hat on a hat. He's one of the best blocking receivers in the NFL. Odell is not going to do that
for
you.
He's a diva. But anyway.
So I would like to see how that's going to play out.
Let's pick the game.
That's my
analysis.
Because of the injury, is he actually going to get reps at receiver that quick?
Oh, yeah, immediately.
Oh, I mean, he can't wait to debut under the lights. You kidding me? He's going to get in there.
I thought they said he's only returning kicks.
No. But that was before Robert Woods, their number 2 receiver, tore his ACL on the day that he started practice.
That's before Robert Woods was attacked in the back by OBJ's
father. By a non-contact injury.
Somebody ripped his ACL out of there.
Please, OBJ, please have a
but
horrible.
We'll find out
I
what
want
happens.
A public horrible game.
Gooch, you did rather well in the picks this week. Will you continue your momentum? Who do you got in this one? Do you have the 49ers winning this one at home?
I'm going to say that Odell is bringing that cancer that he is with him to L.A.
Wow. So you think the Niners win?
The Niners, I don't know if they're going to win. They're going to cover, though.
You're going to pick the Niners.
I got the Niners big.
The Niners big.
That is based on nothing other than I do think though, if you're on the other team and all you read about is OBJ, I think if you're some linebacker, you're like,
believe it or not, believe this or not, I will finish the trio and pick the 49ers tonight. This is OBJ hate. Inspired, which is fine.
This is a classic turnaround by Dave because he was high on the Rams 15 minutes ago.
You know what? It's okay. It's okay during our who we think is going to win over 17-week season. We go with an emotional one.
This is an emotional pick for me, ladies and gentlemen. This is so emotional.
So you know what?
I need OBJ to get one off the chest and just look foolish in front of on national TV. And is Peyton and Eli doing this game by any chance?
Oh, I wish.
Oh, I hope they do. I hope they both are like, they have this, you know, this dumbfounded look on their face when he fumbles a punt.
Okay,
like,
oh, they both talk great about him. Let me ask you this. That's what they're going to do.
They don't.
If the Rams win, right?
They will.
If the Rams win, say big, 35-10, but OBJ does something in the game that makes him look like shit, I think that counts as a win for what we just said.
I think so, too.
So what we're really saying is we don't know about the game. We just want OBJ to do shitty.
Also, I just want the Rams to lose because I'm a Packer fan.
Correct, and I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, so I want the Rams to lose.
That's not why
as well.
I pick. I don't ever pick that.
Because if the Rams lose, if the Rams lose, that might be. Yeah, I know. That might be.
I didn't even think of that.
As we close the show, in reality,
such a hokey Packer.
The Rams, listen. The Rams defense.
Your team was good.
The Rams secondary. Listen, God, for the love of God, the Rams secondary is good. The Rams run defense is not that great. As much as Aaron Donald is the greatest player in the world, their run defense is not that great, and Eli Mitchell has been having himself a year. And now with Hasty out, heavy dose of Mitchell, sprinkle in your Ayuks and your Deebo Samuels, I think they get this game done. I think Trey Lance scores a touchdown tonight. Put that in the books.
We just discussed how this game is going to go. It's going to be a you can't account for fumbled punts. And OBJ is fumbling that punt, right? So all those other things, and analytics and matchups are all great. There's certain things. It's a funny-shaped ball, and Odell Beckham's a bum.
Funny-shaped ball.
And it's gonna roll in the 49ers. And that's
the way. Well, maybe he'll return a punt to win the game, but there's a minute left, and he'll get called for taunting in the end zone or doing something stupid.
But the touchdown will count.
Okay.
But then they'll kick off from like the 8, and then they'll get, I don't know. I'm
bringing it back home, ladies and gentlemen. What an episode. What a banger of an episode. It feels real good to be back in studio, not so much upstairs in the booth.
Welcome back, my friend.
I'm really excited about that. But shout out to my lovely kids at home who are watching Dad, probably not, but are listening to Dad sometimes.
Listen, you have a lot of parenting to do because, you know, with the Jets doing lousy, you got to guide Miles.
I knew it was important. Coming. I'm looking at the thing. It took an hour and 11 minutes into the show for him to drop the Jets. And by the way, shout out to you hanging that god-awful onesie on my Witten jersey.
Give it to your wife because I know you go through onesies like every 4 hours and they all end up with shit.
Thank you once again for the burp cloth. For Sturge and Gooch, this has been another episode of the Chop Sports Daily.
Don't forget, November 27th at Carteret Performing Arts Center, 7:30. Buy your tickets.
We'll be tailgating outside that bad boy as if it's a sporting event. Be sure to get your tickets. CatchARisingStar.com.
And here at Chop Studios, we have reached a peace treaty with the Russians out there.
Is she gone?
She's not gone, but there was ice broken. Russian ice broken.
I hear rumblings out there. I think our newest roomie, Joe Pizzamenti of Attitude of Gratitude Consulting, might be in the house.
But do you know how the ice was broken? I feel like I need to mention this on there because there is a slight attachment to our listeners here. They kind of know what's going on. She called me out there. She's like, "Hey, Chris, do you know anybody named?" And she said some random name. I says, "No, why?" And she's like, "Because I have somebody giving me fake reviews, bad reviews on Google." And I was like, "I don't know who that is, but it's not a bad idea." That's obviously I didn't.
She thought that's you were giving her bad reviews.
It's a very for all you wrestling fans out there. It's me, Austin, and son of a bitch. It's one of those unveiling.
Yeah, that's not my style. I'm not that much of a piece of shit where I'll go on Google, make a fake profile.
You know what? I don't know. I think Chris is gonna miss her a little bit.
Bro.
You get that feeling, Dave? You with me on this?
I'll miss the cupping. I'll miss the needles. I want Dina here yesterday. Bro, you know what I mean? And Kyle yesterday.
Put a bookshelf up.
In front of the Yankee thing.
In front of a Yankee picture. Also, in place of an end table.
Kind of like that, though, don't you?
In place of an end table. And then she put my end table, she put her printer on. So I'm like, wait, if I'm going to have my fucking nice end table here for your printer, I'll just bring that shit home. Like, I didn't bring all my shit here so you could use it.
You got to see Gucci's house right now. It is bare bones. He brought his
all
life
my pictures,
here.
It's like, it's grim. It's grim.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. All right, anyway, we got to get out of here. It's been a great episode. Make sure you go subscribe to all the podcasts. The network is growing. Guys, we're on our way to bigger and better things. Scoop Espo was chiming in today. He's got a brand new cross-court cast. Did great on their first debut on their pilot show. Be sure to subscribe to those guys. They got the Squeaky Bum Time coming back tomorrow. We got a whole bunch of stuff. Cowboys stuff, Packers Pulse, you name it. MMA, he's recording it tonight. Jimmy Palumbo recording in studio today with a special guest. It'll be fun. Get involved. Thank you guys for supporting. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
I get to finally eat this fruit roll-up that I've been finger-banging for the last 30 minutes. Now I'm off cam.
By the way, that's We'll be right back.